Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This week, the American Family Farmer focuses on, as usual, news from the world of the family farmer. Some of the things that we focus on, in fact, on our Food, Farm, and Family Report, which is heard every day in the Good Day program. That's the program that I do with Jay Kirshner Monday through Friday on many of these same stations. But this program is devoted to the same people that I've grown up around and I've lived with and I've supported, and I still am an American family farmer, small farmer. I raise Jersey replacement heifers, make some pretty good ice cream, have some interesting things on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. And people who are interested in knowing what I'm all about from the farm perspective can go to eastleyfarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. EastleyFarm.com. See that. We're in the process of redoing all of our social media, the website and the Facebook pages and that kind of stuff, because the season is coming for us anyway. We're only a 6-month operation in terms of what we do with the public, but we're very much part of the landscape, certainly here and in this area of my county. I'm very active in the County American, the Massachusetts Farm Bureau, and the National Farmers Union, and the state, and all the stuff that we all, I think, ought to be involved in as much as we can, because it's all about us and the future of the family farm. Now, one of the things news-wise, I begin the program each week with overviews of some of the stories that I think are affecting us or could affect us, and that bird flu thing is certainly one of them. The outbreak, which some of the news media is trying to use to scare the hell out of people and focus on America's food supply, trying to figure out with this latest bird flu how it affects not just poultry, but affecting cattle. However, there is absolutely zero, no risk of humans getting sick from the food that may or may not be affected by the bird flu. The way, if you really want to be safe and secure, the meat, the poultry, cook it, and cook it some more. And then there's the milk thing. This sends me over the top as usual because of the whole focus on raw milk versus pasteurized milk. And the people that are running the public health services keep saying commercial food like milk. They've even said, don't worry about it, they'll be fine. But pasteurization becomes the big story here. And the raw milk people, the unpasteurized cheese people, the concern from all of the alphabet organizations, the FDA is whining about this, the USDA is whining about it, the CDC says, you don't know what you're consuming, so don't consume it. Well, again, if they tell you there's nothing to be worried about with the meat supply or with the milk supply, then drinking raw milk or products that are made from it aren't going to hurt you any more than anything else may or may not under normal circumstances. But then they go on to keep talking about pasteurization. I know some of you agree with me, some of you don't. Even in my own state of Massachusetts, there are 26 communities that sell raw milk. And I happen to live in one of them, and I happen to have sold a lot of raw milk over the years. I don't do it right now. But then, you know, the public health people will tell you that you'll die if you drink it. It's nonsense. If it's properly milked and processed locally, that is, if everything is clean, it is nature's finest service to you, in my estimation. Anyway, I don't want to get off on a toot with regard to pasteurized milk. and raw milk. But I think this was another opportunity for all these organizations to say, don't drink raw milk. The bird flu, I will repeat, poses no risk to the safety of the food supply, but just be smart about it. You know, in essence, be smart. If the virus is present, they cull all of the hens or the chickens that have it, sort of a deep clean. And then they bring in the biosecurity experts. A lot of the local health people say, oh, yeah, we got to get somebody from the big city to come down and look and see what else is going on. Cattle will not require the same treatment. That is, they will not have to be culled. There are no cows that I know of who have died because of this. If there are, you can send me a note at gooddayshow.com. I've not seen anything. But the bird thing, here's an example. I'll give you what happens every day, and nobody pays any attention to it because for some reason or another, geese are a protected species. Geese are the dirtiest, nastiest, most useless beings on the planet, almost. Not the only ones, but the salmonella that's in all of their feces is enough. I've had many a calf die because I have my animals are in a pasture situation. I don't house them. I don't confine them. I put, like this year, I have 26 heifer calves that were all born last year, and they were in a big sort of open pasture for the winter. They're out in a bigger pasture now. But the geese come in the spring, and they try to get the alfalfa or whatever it is in the fields that they can chew away on, and they drop their poop, which is loaded with salmonella. If the young calves, the healthier the calves is, they've grown like 3-4 months old, they're okay. But a 2-3-week-old calf that gets a hold of salmonella from the geese, 9 times out of 10, it's going to die. So, we've got all this stuff that we should be concerned about, but then there's stuff like that that we ought to be concerned about that nobody really seems to be concerned about. But I think it's worth noting. All right, moving into some other areas in a matter of moments here from the news department on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with an invitation to go to MyPillow.com. Check out the product catalog online at MyPillow.com and look at all of the things that are in there. Bathrobes, throw blankets, all kinds of actually different blankets, pillows galore, slippers galore, sheets galore, you name it, the catalog now is available to you, everything in it for $25. That's it. You look at all of these things, the pillows, no matter what size. These things used to cost $69.98, but now you get them for $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Towels, $25. It's all, everything. The new Giza sheets, $25. This is amazing. And it won't last long, this sale at MyPillow.com. MyPillow's product catalog, everything $25. Right now, use the promo code MyPillow.com and promo code DS. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it. because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Back here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with the latest on the tick infestation. We all know on our farms, especially if we are dairy people, or it doesn't make any difference. You're out in the fields harbor ticks. We did not have a really bad, cold, hard freeze over most of the farmland in the country. Well, some areas of the country got a good hard freeze, but if you didn't get a good hard freeze, you're going to get ticks. And here's the latest. The tick infected a woman who's 29 years old with Lyme disease and other diseases. It's something that is difficult. This lady was self-described as the Energizer Bunny, but she got sick and she hasn't really recovered. Lives in Silver Spring, Maryland. She works out at a gym every day. Weekends she's out hiking and biking, and so she was exposed to the tick infestation, not only this year, but she says she's had tick bites every year since 2018. And that is what's going on. There's more and more. If you're in a pool of sweat and you're in an area where you've got relatively high grass, the ticks are going to grab you. They're going to be there. And if you have Lyme disease, it's a pounding brain fog. You're disoriented. Oftentimes you're confused. It can make you very sick. The doctor at first told her it was a viral infection, but about a week later, she was still feeling as she did. All she wanted to do was go from the bed to her bathroom. It's kind of like having Epstein-Barr, the same thing. As most kids when they're younger, well, not most, but many people get this whole focus on being unfocused, if you will. The point of my focus here is, In terms of knowing whether you have Lyme disease or you don't have it, you need to get a blood test. If you got a lot of white blood cells, then you know your system is working overtime at trying to get rid of what's there. Lyme disease it opens up the door to other diseases, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, things like that. By no means, though, is every time you get a bite from a tick. I get them all the time. I've had one already. My dog's had a couple. It depends on the tick, and it depends on your immune system. Depends on a lot of things. I've had Lyme disease, and I've taken the stuff that was necessary to get rid of it. And so the thing that I'm trying to get across here, though, for farmers and for folks on the farm and folks who are out enjoying the springtime, you'll see these little bullseye rashes, and those are the most dangerous ones because they're too small, kind of usually to get off of your skin. And sometimes they will cause nausea and pain and fatigue. Sometimes with those, I've noticed that if I put something on it that has alcohol or hydrogen peroxide, it'll take it off. But I'm just giving you a heads up because it is a problem on the farm. It's a problem all across the country, and it's something to be careful of. In a matter of moments, here on the American Family Farm, we're going to introduce you to Jerry Apps, who's written a book on farms and rural communities. He refers to it as an agricultural ethic for the future. I'm very interested. This is fascinating and kind of right up our alley here on the American Family Farmer. So please stay tuned.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bust my ass all day long.
23 after the hour here on the American Family Farmer Program. As we work our way into spring, we're all excited about being in rural America, on farms, that sort of thing. So I wanted to introduce you to a fellow who is a pretty good storyteller, actually. He's written some other books. Latest one is called On Farms in Rural Communities, An Agricultural Ethic for the Future. Jerry Apps, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
What is your story? You have been a writer. What other areas have you focused on in your writing?
Well, let's just go back a little bit. I'm a farm boy growing up on a farm in central Wisconsin.
Right.
Back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And one of the things that I have been doing, I was a professor of agriculture at the university for 30 years, but also along the way, I've just thought it was important, and I still think it's important, that people, not only rural people who have experienced it, but urban people who haven't, have some sense of what the history of farming was all about. So I write books about that. I experienced a lot of that growing up during the Depression, but I've been very interested in the history and the sociology of farming, and I'm especially tuned in to the changes that took place in agriculture right after World War II and continue to this day. And I want people to remember that there were some important values and beliefs that came out of those early farms and those farmers who lived those lives. And much of that, many of those values, are the values that undergird our society today. I've gone further in recent years. Not only have I talked about the history and the present day situation, but I'm projecting to the future. I haven't done that much before. Historians don't tend to look to the future very much. I'm an exception to that, of course. And I'm concerned about the future of agriculture. I'm concerned about the future of family farming, because I grew up on a family farm. I saw the importance of what a small smaller family farm can do. So I'm talking about the past, I'm talking about the present, I'm talking about the future.
I'm very much in the same department as you are. I'm younger, but I have had the same experiences growing up, been around cows all my life. It's a thread in my life that I will want and keep in my life until I'm no longer here. It is my choice. It's a very difficult situation in a suburban area outside of Boston to have any open land. I'm the largest landowner in town. I have about 140 acres. Matter of fact, the largest landowner in what we call Metro West. It is a continuing fight. The value of the land for development far exceeds the value of the land for growing food or raising cattle. But that's because the public doesn't get it. And I kind of want, the reason that I wanted to focus on you is because of what you just said about values, changes in values, and how that, I'm sure you've studied how that has come about. And even though it's not the main thrust of the book, it certainly is something to look at, I guess, to learn from. So we continue. Jerry Apps is here. His book is called On Farms in Rural Communities, An Agricultural Ethic for the Future. He's written about other food-related items. And so what we're going to do is take our time and learn from Jerry, his memories, his experiences, etc. So stand by as we continue here on The American Family Farmer.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump convening at Mar-a-Lago in Florida discussing election interference. Johnson emphasizing the link between election integrity and border security, citing concerns that the Biden administration's policies may enable illegal aliens to register for benefits. Gas prices continue their upward trend. AAA reporting roughly a 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas just over the past month. The national average now stands at $3.63. The House passed a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of FISA, permitting intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics argue it enables warrantless spying on Americans. Corey Myers, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'll take the dirt road. It's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years. It's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy. It ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time. And life won't pass me by.
Second half hour of our American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Jerry Apps, who is an author, a storyteller, a historian. He's been a college professor, University of Wisconsin in Madison, taught there for three decades. He has written a number of books. How did you get started? I think this you have some another part of the story here is that you've created these six-hour-long documentaries with PBS in Wisconsin, won some awards for the TV program and for your writing. So I guess I'm wondering whether this was something that was easy or hard as you look at what it took you to get into the stories that you've told and then to have other people help you tell the stories.
Well, it's never easy. But on the other hand, it's not hard either. It's somewhere in between. Nah. And I should also point out that in addition to my teaching at the university, I also taught creative writing for 42 years. And my goal is to help people find their stories, to discover their stories, especially farm people, to find their stories and write down their stories and share them. Mm-hmm. Because some of the things that I want to pass on to people wherever they might live is such things as, and I'm talking about the land now, the land is more than dirt. The land is more than dirt. We need to have people understand that there's something special about land. And I have studied a good deal of Native American history. And the Native American mantra is, whatever we do to the land today is going to be something that we see seven generations from now. Now, those are two very important ideas. The idea that land is more than something economic, something that's going to make dollars for us. Land is special. It is more than dirt, so much more than dirt. And again, from the Native American's perspective, it has a spiritual dimension.
Sure does, yep. And it ought to for all of us, actually. I think that farmers who understand that, and I'm not talking about religion, there is that spiritual connection to Mother Nature, and or however you perceive the, whatever you use to describe Mother Earth. We have Earth Day coming up, and a lot of people, I think, understand what it's about, and other people just get into the hype of it because it seems cool and it's, you know, woke to be all supportive. But it is, it's more, much more basic than that.
Exactly.
I love that expression. I've never heard that before. The land is more than dirt. I'm certainly going to remember that.
And, of course, the idea that we are a part of nature, not apart from it, is another.
We are nature. Yeah,
is another
we are.
Point that I try to make in my writing and in my talks. We are a part of nature. And having respect for the land helps us make that connection to nature. It helps us get past the idea that land is a commodity. It is not. It is something that's special. And that's what I mean by developing an ethic for the future. Looking at land from an ethical perspective, not from an economic perspective.
So the people who are in this line of work, the people who come from the farm, understand it. But because those numbers are dwindling for any number of reasons, a bad government policy, bad economic policy that is not just government related, but the allowance of these huge agribusinesses to control most of the seed production, most of what's available. They are buying up land. The farmers that have to deal with the huge producers like ADM and Cargill and Monsanto, all of that stuff has brought us around to where we are because they've convinced the farmer that if they use the products that they're selling, they'll be able to make more money. And in the short term, I guess that's probably true to an extent. But it isn't certainly the whole story, as anyone who observes what the dirt, to go back to you and the dirt and the land, if you look at land that has been treated with Roundup and other Monsanto products, it's like clay after 4 or 5 years of that usage of those products. And then if you look at stuff at land that's never been treated with any of that, it's fresh. It's like it melts in your hand, in a manner of speaking. And so those things are about part of the many things that have to be considered here as we go into the future. And before we do that, I just kind of want to get a wraparound of the PBS shows that you have done. When you did Food and Memories, what was in your mind? What were you trying to share?
Well, Food and Memories is I did that with my daughter, Susan. And that's a show that's based on my mother's recipe box.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Back in the 1930s. Well, I grew up without electricity and without indoor plumbing. And my mother did all of her cooking on a wood stove. And her recipe box is based on the recipes that she used. in her wood stove cooking. And so our show is all about using the recipes, but my daughter Susan translated them into today's language, because if you would ask my mother, her stove didn't even have a thermometer on it, and people would ask my mother, how did you know when the temperature was correct for baking bread? And she would laugh and say, well, everybody knows that. She says, all you do is open the door and put your hand in. So those are the kinds of things we included in the show about food. And, of course, food is the essence of it all. I mean, that's the foundation for what we're talking about. So I thought it important. I've written a book about this, too, of course. I thought it so important that we understand that there's more, that food is such an essential part of who we are, where we are, and where we're going. So let's understand the history of it. What were the different ways by which food was provided, and how did it bring people together into community, into neighborhoods, into understanding each other with food as the mechanism for doing that? It's a story book, not only a book of recipes. I tell stories about threshing crews. I tell stories about how people got together when there was a funeral, and et cetera.
You know, one of the things that I love about, I don't want to necessarily just make this about going down memory lane. I do want to talk about what you think the future holds for us based on the comprehensive look that you have done into what's present and what's past. We can't live in the past. We can learn from the past. We can't live in the past. But let's talk in a moment about where you think farming is going, whether it's positive, negative, you know, what do we have to look forward to here? Talking to Jerry Apps, who if you go to his, you have a website, don't you, for each of these books? Or is there one place where people can go to find out how to get the books? Where do we go for that?
Most bookstores have them. They're available on Amazon. They are available by contacting Fulcrum Publishing in Colorado. Those are some places where you can find the book.
We're talking to Jerry Apps here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, this program brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin, which, as by now I hope you know, is America's number one way to lose weight. Now you gain weight by eating a lot of ice cream. Eat a lot of chocolate, eat a lot of bad food, processed food. One of the things that's going on right now as we spring into spring, people are conscious of how they look, and they want to be better looking. They want to feel better about themselves, and they look in the mirror as the summer swimming season, summer boating season, summer outdoor season is upon us. The folks at Calitrin want to help you. They have a huge... they always have some kind of a sale going on, but because it's the 27th anniversary of the founding of Calitrin back in 1997, there are even more choices for you to make so that you and thousands like you can make the switch this spring to health and wellness. You got goals, they're going to help you. And in order, one of the ways of doing it is to make sure the product is available easily. Right now, they've included a sale, buy three, get three free, buy four, get four free, big discounts on every single bottle, that sort of thing. Huge discounts to celebrate their 27th anniversary. So go online to their website, which is toploss.com, toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website. When you go in there, you can use the code Doug. You'll not have to pay for shipping. And they make sure with that algorithm that you get access to the best specials, the things that will help you on your way to losing weight and keeping it off. That's toploss.com. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself. A company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. All right, back for a few more minutes here with Jerry Epps, the author of On Farms and Rural Communities, an Agricultural Ethic for the Future. So what is the future?
Well, I make a very strong statement, and I'm sure I will be challenged. But I write, agriculture has lost its way.
What do I mean by
we have been in agriculture so taken by the phrase bigger is better.
Yeah, thanks to Sonny Perdue and other characters of his ilk.
Excuse me? But
Sonny Perdue was the Secretary of Agriculture when Trump was president the first time around. He was a disaster, as far as I can see. And he was the one that coined that phrase or used it a lot, get big or get out. Outrageous.
For agriculture to find its way, we need to examine that phrase, bigger is better, because, in my estimation, in many instances, it is not.
Right.
We have here in Wisconsin dairy herds with 8,000 cows.
Amazing, isn't it?
Can you imagine what that does to the land in terms
Well, also what it does to the animals themselves and the quality of the product that they're producing. It's crap.
Everything is questioned when you put 8,000 animals together in one little place.
Yeah.
So bigger is not better. I'd start with that. The land is not dirt. And then the third thing, which I've mentioned, think about what you're doing today and what it will affect generations ahead of time. And so we're talking about sustainable agriculture and how it is a way of looking at a future that is respectful of the land.
Yeah, it's very inspirational, frankly. So I will recommend the book On Farms and Rural Communities, An Agricultural Ethic for the Future. You can get it on Amazon and at Fulcrum Publishing. Jerry, good to meet you. Congratulations on your work and for your stance when it comes to this. Land is more than dirt. Remember that phrase. Jerry Epps here on The American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Potato pie and I shut my mouth. 53 after now on this week's American Family Farmer program. Doug Steffen here with my thoughts on kind of going back into the conversation with Jerry Apps and what's going on the family farm, not only here in America, but across Europe and across the world. We have let big ag take over. I don't know if there's any turning back, but we can certainly resist. I can resist. You can resist. What happens after we're gone, that remains to be settled, I guess. But if we give people ideas and give support to farmers here in our country and the farmers in Europe that are still holding protests all across the continent, these are pretty dramatic, and they have led to other actions in other countries, not only in Europe, but elsewhere around the world. The fact, the disrespect showed to farmers and farming, and people say, well, they're being disrespectful because they dump piles of manure all over the place. Because they want you in Belgium. The farmers targeted several different areas, as the farmers in the Netherlands did, dumping the manure on highways, tires sometimes. This brought to it. Maybe you'd say, well, that's not the right way to do it. Well, how else do you do it? How do you get the attention of the public when the public is put to sleep by social media and by the big companies that are taking advantage of the farmers? Farmers hardly can survive in most circumstances. Somebody said to me the other day, I'm so tired of hearing about how tough the farmers have it. Okay, lady. Find out, let's see what it's like when you don't have any fresh food, when you're just going to be able to eat processed food, what happens to your health and your well-being. And I don't know, in terms of the protests, how you calm these farmers down. There are some compromises that have been made in the European exchanges. I don't know that we can say that here in America for any of the things that have happened here. I'm just wondering what's going to happen next, when people are going to wake up to the reality of what's going on. The signs in Europe that the measures that in France and Belgium, some of the other European communities, what they've put into place is a way to help, especially livestock farmers. The taxes that people pay on the land, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous here. We don't support agriculture. We don't support farmers. We support industry. And that's because they have a lot of money and they make a lot of noise. The small family, even though we have the American Farm Bureau, which is pretty good at lobbying, we also have the National Farmers Union, which is pretty good at lobbying, but they still don't win the day always as much as we would like to have them win the day. The caravan of tractors that a few weeks ago made their way to Winnebago High School, driving into a situation. I mean, I look at some of these states, go across the heartland and see what's going on in these states, the Michigan and Wisconsin realities. They're just, you know, a couple of states. Every state has agriculture, and every state is hurting. So the gentleman that was just on asked what the future of farming is. What do you think the future of farming is? How does it shake out in the future in terms of your land, your family, what you've been doing on the farm? It's interesting and hopeful. I don't want this to all be a downer. The FFA has a new record membership number, almost 1 million students in the Future Farmers of America. 9,000 local chapters in all 50 states. And, you know, you look at the census of agriculture that the government does, we lost 140,000 farms over the past 5 or 6 years. We only have 2 million farms left in our country. And then you look at the technology that's being used, that's part of the decline. And some FFA members aren't interested in becoming farmers. They're interested in other jobs, you know, that are related to agriculture, but not necessarily in it. I've noticed a couple of youngsters talking about wanting to go into biotech, do research to help the farmers, but not on the farm itself. So what do we do? The question has been asked. I've asked it a number of times. And so I do it to have you reflect on what is going on your farm and on farms in your area, and whether or not the youngsters coming along understand what's going on. Are they helping, or are they hurting, or are they just not paying attention? That's something for you to discuss with your family, perhaps around the dinner table at your next family meal. I'm Doug Steffen with some thoughts, as usual, here to try to enhance the future of farming on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.